Good afternoon. This is Akash Mani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu nominates four prominent personalities to Rajya Sabha from fields of arts, literature, science and social services. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar reviews bilateral cooperation with his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan, says Singapore is at the heart of India's Act East policy. FBI arrests 8 Khalistani terrorists across United States in a major crackdown on international terror network. Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and crew members of Axiom 4 mission to begin journey back to Earth tomorrow. In Wimbledon tennis, top seed Yannick Sinner to lock horns with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in summit clash of men's singles in London tonight. And in cricket, Indian host England gear up for crucial day 4 in evenly poised third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated 4 prominent personalities to the Rajya Sabha from fields of arts, literature, science and social services. The distinguished figures include eminent lawyer Ujjwal Deorao Nigam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain to Rajya Sabha. The Ministry of Home Affairs informed about the decision in a notification. We have a report.
Ujjwal Nigam, who hails from Maharashtra, has served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attack case and 1993 Mumbai blast case. He has also worked on high-profile murder cases of music mogul Gulshan Kumar and BJP stalwart Pramod Mahajan. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education in the state. He has been a victim of political violence and lost both his legs. Despite this incident, Sadanandan Master did not give up and remained active in education and social service. Harshvardhan Shringla served as Chief Coordinator for India's G20 Presidency in 2023. He has also served as Ambassador to the United States and Thailand and High Commissioner to Bangladesh. Dr. Meenakshi Jain has served as Associate Professor of History at Garhi College, University of Delhi and as Member of the Governing Council of Indian Council of Historical Research. Her areas of research include cultural and religious developments in medieval and early modern India. The President nominates 12 persons to the Upper House of Parliament Rajya Sabha for their contribution towards arts, literature, science, social service and other fields. Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a series of social media posts congratulated the 4 renowned personalities on being nominated to the Upper House of Parliament. Meanwhile, reacting to the announcement, Special Public Prosecutor Ujjwal Nigam, while talking to media, called it a proud moment.
Really, it's a pride moment for me. I never expected that I will be taken up as a member of Rajya Sabha by the Honorable President of India. So I'm really proud of, and I must say thank you to Honorable President of India, our beloved Prime Minister, Union Home Minister.
The Centre has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories in this regard. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and at affordable prices. The minister said it is the responsibility of the states to ensure adequate availability of fertilizers at the right places and locations where it is required. Mr. Chauhan asked the states to take strict legal action, including cancellation of licenses and registration of FIRs against the culprits. The minister urged all states to launch a state-wide campaign to eliminate the problem of fake and substandard agricultural inputs from its roots. In Bihar, a large number of citizens from Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar have been found during house-to-house visits in the ongoing Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in the state. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission of India sources said that it was revealed to the BLOs on the duty that these persons from Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar have procured documents including Aadhaar, residential certificates, ration cards and others. With these revelations during the SIR in Bihar, some apprehensions are being corroborated and the concerns are being duly addressed by the Election Commission of India. The ECI sources said that after proper inquiry, which is to be conducted from 1st August to 38th August, if found true, such names shall not be included in the final list to be published on 38 September this year. The voters list purification drive will continue till 25th July in all 243 assembly constituencies in the state. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In West Bengal, Kolkata police constituted a 9-member special investigation team, SIT, to probe the alleged rape case in the Indian Institute of Management, IIM, Ashoka. Meanwhile, medical test of the victim has been conducted. It is revealed that the victim is a psychiatrist by profession and the accused, who is a second-year student at IIM, called her inside the institute for counseling. It is reported that the accused raped her after giving her an adulterated drink inside the boys' hostel. The Alipur court yesterday sent the accused to police custody till the 19th of this month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIO Newslets. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan and reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, said the country is at the heart of India's Act East policy, while Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan said, as the world inexorably transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. After his visit to Singapore, the External Affairs Minister will reach Tianjin in China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting. In the United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has arrested 8 Khalistani terrorists across the country in a major crackdown on an international terror network. Among them is Pavitar Singh Batala, a Punjab-based gangster wanted by India's National Investigation Agency, NIA, for terror activities linked to the banned group Babbar Khalsa International, BKI. Last month, NIA had named Batala along with Jatinder Jyoti and designated BKI terrorist Lagbir Landa in a charge sheet. The arrest followed a multi-agency investigation. The FBI also seized firearms, ammunition and cash during searches. Authorities said the group faces multiple felony charges, including kidnapping, torture, false imprisonment, conspiracy, witness intimidation, and assault with a semi-automatic firearm, along with gang-related enhancements. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reaffirmed Pyongyang's unconditional support for all actions taken by Russia in its war against Ukraine, stating that both the nations share identical views on all key strategic matters. Kim Jong-un made these remarks during a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Warsaw. Foreign Minister Lavrov is on a 3-day visit to North Korea. The two sides held their second strategic dialogue, reinforcing cooperation under a partnership treaty signed last year, which includes a mutual defense pact. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission are expected to begin their journey back to Earth tomorrow. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, in a social media post, said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive on Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla did 7 India-specific experiments. Talking to media at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh, Group Captain Shukla's father, Shambhu Dayal, said they are praying to God that he comes back safely.
जिसके लिए हम लोग गिनते दिन से इंतजार कर रहे थे, अब वो जो है वापसी हो रही है। हम लोगों को बहुत ही खुशी है और बहुत प्रसन्न है कि जल्दी से जल्दी वो वापस आ गए। ये हम ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करते हैं को सक्सल जो है पृथ्वी पर आसानी से उनका वापस हो और ये हमारे लिए बड़ी खुशी का दिन हो।
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Kerala, coastal Karnataka, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh during the next 3 to 4 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. IMD has advised fishermen to avoid venturing into Kerala, coastal Karnataka, Lakshadweep, some parts of West Central Bay of Bengal and Southwest Bay of Bengal during the next 3 days. Meanwhile, national capital Delhi experienced a fresh spell of rain during the day. The showers brought down temperatures and offered relief from the persistent humidity of the past few days. The IMD has forecast rain in Uttarakhand till Thursday. Our correspondent said that in view of the forecast, the administration has been instructed to remain on alert.
Light to moderate rain was recorded in the early morning today in the high altitudes area of Uttarakhand. At present, some parts of state are cloudy, whereas the weather remains clear in most areas. The Met Department in Dehradun has predicted rain in the state till July 17, where a yellow alert for rains was issued in Dehradun, Nainital and Bageshwar district. According to the department, the situation of rains will remain in the state for the next 5 days. According to the State Emergency Center, more than 80 roads are blocked due to rain and landslides in the state, and efforts are on to open them. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Madhya Pradesh, heavy rainfall has triggered a flood situation across several districts. People have been shifted to safer locations in many villages of Rewa, Satna, Mehar and Chhatarpur districts. IMD has issued an orange alert for very heavy rain in 19 districts including Gwalior, Morena, Harda, Khandwa and Khargone. A yellow alert for heavy rain is in place for 22 districts including Bhopal, Indore, Alirajpur and Devas. On to sports now. In Wimbledon tennis, top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will face two-time defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's singles final at the Centre Court in London tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Sinner entered the final defeating seven-time champion Novak Djokovic, while Alcaraz overpowered American Taylor Fritz in the other semi-final. Sinner and Alcaraz will face off in the final for the second consecutive Grand Slam. The two previously battled in a thrilling French Open final last month, where Alcaraz emerged victorious. In the women's singles, Iga Swiatek clinched her maiden Wimbledon title after thrashing Amanda Anisimova in the final. In cricket, India and host England are geared up for crucial day 4 in evenly poised third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. The hosts will resume their second innings play this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. England ended the third day yesterday at 2 for no loss. They now hold a 2-run lead. Zach Crawley and Ben Duckett were at the crease at the stumps. Earlier, India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings, equaling England's first innings total of 387. The 5-match test series is currently level at 1-1. In football, Chelsea will take on Paris Saint-Germain in the final of the FIFA Club World Cup 2025 at New Jersey in US tonight. The match will begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. While both the teams have met before in UEFA Champions League showdowns, this is their first clash on the Club World Cup stage. Chelsea, two-time European champions, lifted the FIFA Club World Cup once in 2021 and were runners-up in 2012. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu nominates 4 prominent personalities to Rajya Sabha from fields of arts, literature, science and social services. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reviews bilateral cooperation with his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan, says Singapore is at the heart of India's Act East policy. FBI arrests 8 Khalistani terrorists across US in a major crackdown on international terror network. Indian astronaut group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and crew members of Axiom 4 mission to begin journey back to Earth tomorrow. In Wimbledon, top seed Yannick Sinner to lock horns with defending champions Carlos Alcaraz in summit clash of men's singles in London tonight. And in cricket, India and host England gear up for crucial day 4 in evenly poised third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. And with that, we end the midday news.